Spinal cord stimulators are touted as a newer, safer way to manage pain disorders rather than relying on opioids. But some patients complain that stimulators have done them far more harm than good. A new report from the Associated Press and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists found spinal cord stimulators are among the leading cause of injuries caused by medical devices. Malfunctioning stimulators have caused burns and even paralysis. Dr. Ian Meredith is the Global Chief Medical Officer for Boston Scientific. The company is one of the nation's biggest manufacturers of spinal cord stimulators, and he joins us now. Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Meredith.
Thank you very much for having me, Bob.
Let me start this way. The report looked at FDA data and found that only metal hip replacements and insulin pumps have caused more injuries than spinal cord stimulators in the last 10 years. I'm wondering what your response is to that, and were you aware of that record of injuries?
So I am familiar with that record, and it's important to understand what that database actually shows and references. It references the coexistence of a device and an adverse event, not whether those events are causally related. If a patient, for argument's sake, has a coronary stent for after a heart attack and then goes on to have an unrelated stroke or a fall and injures themselves, those events are called adverse events and recorded in this database. No causal relationship. 95% of those adverse events pertaining to Boston Scientific spinal cord stimulators are actually temporary and totally reversible, some of which are actually recorded in the likely complications in the instructions for use.
Reporting suggests that at least some doctors are telling patients that spinal cord stimulators are a panacea and will take away all the pain sometimes associated with spinal injuries or disorders. Is that an oversell on the part of doctors?
Spinal cord stimulators for the treatment of chronic debilitating pain are not a panacea. We work to educate patients and indeed the physicians who are caring for them to understand where this therapy might be of most advantage. It is certainly not a treatment for all patients.
The report suggests that new stimulators are not tested thoroughly enough before being approved by the federal government. Is more testing needed?
Well, we're always part of continuous improvement and always want to improve and provide more evidence to support all therapies. That said, to get any device approved, one has to go through a mountain of evidence. Any small changes might be approved on lesser evidence based on the mountain of evidence you already have. But it's always important to continue to do studies to optimize and improve because we see continuous improvement as important.
So, how is Boston Scientific working to better ensure that future stimulators will be safe to use?
So, we have a continuous improvement process. We have ongoing clinical trials and real-world evidence studies designed to actually evaluate ongoing care.
Let me ask you one last question, if I might, Dr. Meredith. What do patients need to be asking when they're considering using a spinal cord stimulator as part of their treatment?
The most important thing is to seek advice from websites, from their physician, from other patients, and have a deep understanding of their condition and indeed what the therapy can offer. As you said before, Bob, it's not a panacea. It's a treatment for the right patient and will achieve the right results if the expectations of the patient are actually met.
Dr. Ian Meredith, Global Chief Medical Officer for Boston Scientific, speaking to us from the company's headquarters in Marlborough. Thanks very much.
Pleasure to speak with you, Bob.